The recent wave of protests against police brutality highlights the increased militarization of American law enforcement, including for cops on university campuses. But now, some colleges are taking steps to decrease that. Reporting for Guns in America, here's Victoria Chamberlain.
The federally controlled 1033 program has given surplus military equipment to civilian law enforcement agencies since the 1990s. Over 100 campus police departments have received everything from first aid kits and floor waxers to semi-automatic rifles and even mine-resistant vehicles. Dr. Anna Gunderson is a political science professor at Louisiana State University who has studied the program extensively.
Only recently has the federal government started releasing the data on what kinds of materials are being given to these local law enforcement agencies.
After protests erupted in 2014 following the police killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, the Obama administration reduced the kinds of equipment that could be released. But in 2017, the Trump administration restored the original program. The federal government justifies the program by citing a study published in the American Economic Journal that said militarization of police generally reduces crime. But Gunderson and her colleagues say the 1033 program data released by the government is so messy that it's impossible to draw that conclusion.
Do we see this relationship between militarization and crime? And as it turns out, we don't. We don't really have any evidence that police militarization through the 1033 program increases or decreases crime.
The University of Maryland at College Park received tactical vehicles, hundreds of high-capacity magazines, and assault rifles from the program over the years. Last week, officials announced that the university would completely divest from the program and give everything back to the government. College Park Police Chief David Mitchell said continuing to use the program isn't worth the negative perception of campus police.
I feel good about returning the equipment because the 1033 program has become a symbol of what we are not.
However, Chief Mitchell did identify the need for a tactical vehicle on campus, especially with the University of Maryland's wide open areas and 30,000 students.
If we have a shooting and students are down out in the open, like in front of our main admin building and the libraries there, how do we get to them?
Campus police will need to rely on local law enforcement should the need for a tactical vehicle arise. Gunderson hopes the federal government will release better data with fewer holes so that the public can get a clearer picture of the efficacy of the 1033 program.
We need to know where these items are going. And if we don't know where they're going, if we don't have a full, complete understanding of which agencies are getting what types of equipment, it's virtually impossible to evaluate the program with any certainty.
1033 is just one of a few federal programs that provides military equipment upon request. The 1122 program gives state and local government access to federal supply sources. FEMA has given almost $10 billion to law enforcement for fighting terrorism in what it designates as high-risk urban areas.
And of course, the problem is that 1033 gets all of the attention, so much so that people think that 1033 is the only source of militarization equipment for local law enforcement agencies.
The problem with the other programs out there, says Gunderson, there's no good data on them either. For Guns in America, I'm Victoria Chamberlain.